This is the Transmissions from Atlantis Entertainment Network. Expand your wonder.
Hey there, folks. JC Della Torre here, creator of Vampires of Whitechapel. And we just wanted to say thank you for your support of the show. Response has been great, and we're really encouraged. Please continue to share the show with your friends and family, and please remember to rate and review the show in your favorite podcast app. It's so vitally important to our success as it helps others find us. Also, we have a drive to get 500 patrons on Patreon before year's end. If we can get there, we can guarantee Season 2 of Vampires of Whitechapel. It only costs $1 monthly, and it gets you access to a ton of cool perks, including exclusive Patreon-only episodes, AMAs, interviews with creators and your favorite actors, and more. To join our Patreon, go to patreon.com/TFA Entertainment. Finally, Midnight Syndicate has graciously allowed us to use their music for this audio drama. All the music used can be found and purchased at their site at midnightsyndicate.com. That's it for me. Let's see what scary thrills we have in store this week.
Transmissions from Atlantis Entertainment presents The Vampires of Whitechapel, Episode 10, Back in the Game. Written by J.C. Della Torre. Music in this production provided by Midnight Syndicate and is available at midnightsyndicate.com. Note, this show contains strong language, dramatic scenes of horror, and descriptions of violence or gore that could be unsettling to young listeners. Parental discretion is advised.
What is a Grosvenor?
It's not a what. It's a who. They're a family of vampire hunters. A vast family. Every time we think we've snuffed them out, another one seems to pop out.
Like Van Helsing.
An obvious fiction, but yes, very similar. The very name strikes fear in most vampires.
Really? A human?
These aren't ordinary humans, Ariana. They date back as long as we do. They are the only humans to ever kill a vampire, and they've made a living from it. It's a calling. They've perfected tools, mechanisms that can neutralize our gifts.
Is it just this one family?
Yes, but there are many of them. Their family tree spans throughout most of Europe. Each family member, both male and female, indoctrinated from aged 5. It is basically a religious order now.
We have libraries on you as well, Lydia Groner. On all of you. You're the head of the family now that Papa is gone, aren't you? You rarely hunt yourself. I have to admit, it surprised me that they put someone so young at the head. But of course, you're already a mother.
Obviously, you're misinformed. You know, this blade is specifically forged to cut vampire skin, even in the blood rage.
My dear Lydia, I appreciate you think yourself as in a position of strength. But dearest, there's something you've yet to grasp.
And that is?
This was a trap. For you. Ah, yes. What took you so long?
They were Groveners. Even caught by surprise, they aren't easy to put down.
You may take me, demons, but we will never stop.
Yes, yes, we know. You're like cockroaches. We never can fully kill you all. You know, perhaps there's another option.
Alistair, what are you doing?
Something we've never considered before. Now it's time to have some fun. I say we get the locals in a tizzy by recreating the Ripper crimes.
No thanks.
Oh, are we vegan now?
Of course not.
Ah, your steady diet of murderers. In any event, I'm sure I'll find you in some gang-infested area. Here's a brochure on the Rippetors.
I don't need it. I know the case.
Yes, you would. Now, night is falling, and the Ripper is returning to Whitechapel tonight.
Los Angeles, City of the Angels, they call it. Well, I don't know about all that now. I found plenty of devils in my time here. As I perused my iPad for the latest news, I happened on an odd headline. Jack the Ripper returns to Whitechapel.
What?
I didn't know such thing. Bloody copycats. Can't make their own headlines. Gotta take on another bloke's style. Alistair should know better. No, I'm a million miles away, here in sunny California. Odd place for a vampire to be, eh? California. Well, the sun even sets in Cali, friends. May I call you that? After all, you're not cross with me anymore, are you? Yes, dear Ariana, and even Alistair, are still alive and kicking. I'll keep moving on. Did you hear about Draven? Yes, of course you did. I never liked him much. I've not seen a Grosvenor since Lisbeth. Glad of it. Well, that's not entirely true. It was in 1991. I'd been summoned to the fortress where my dear mum wanted to see me.
Jackie Hotep, come.
It's Jack, mum. Call me Jack.
That is not the name you were given.
Fine. What is it you want with me?
I have a present for you.
Her guards brought forth a young, lovely child. Maybe 18 years of age. I recognised her as Lydia Grosvenor, subdued by my sireling, Alistair, and his minions.
You know this child?
I do.
I want her to reveal the compound for the Grosvenors. We've tried all manner of persuasion. Thus far, nothing has been revealed.
I'm not sure I like where this is going.
Yes, I believe you understand.
I did, indeed. I took the girl to a private room in the fortress. Well, my dearest, did meeting the Queen live up to your expectations?
I don't know you. Who are you?
You can call me Jack. You heard of me.
You're supposed to be dead.
Reports of my demise have been greatly exaggerated, love.
So it seems. So, what's next? I've been tortured, starved, fed upon. Are you to rape me now?
As appealing as that might seem for you, no. I'm here to offer you a choice. One I'm surprised is being given to you.
What choice?
Death or become one of us.
What?
You will finally have our power, our skills. You will be equal to us. Surely you don't believe you'll ever defeat us as you are. Despite your resourcefulness, your ingenuity, you are human. But as a vampire, you're one of us, equal to us. And from me, you will have raw blood, meaning you will be among the most powerful of us.
Why would you do this? You know I would use these demonic powers to kill the Queen and destroy you all.
Perhaps, but the price is your compound, where all of the Grosvenor weapons and knowledge resides. Give us that information, and we will make you one of us.
No, never!
What if I guarantee no harm will befall little Tommy? That is, until he begins to hunt. Then all bets are off. He will be personally protected by me.
And the others?
Do you suppose they will, I don't know, surrender peacefully?
No.
Then I think you know your answer.
Then my answer is still no.
I'm going to give you some time to think long and hard on this. You will become immortal. The knowledge will be inside of you, so it will never truly be lost to them.
Yes, but I'll be one of you. They'll kill me on sight.
They would know! Unless you revealed it to them.
Don't be ridiculous. A Grosvenor can spot a vampire from miles away.
I'm afraid to tell you, your powers of perception are a bit overblown. Ask your great-great-grandfather Thurmond. Oh, I guess you can't, since his puny life was so short. You all are like candles, snuffed out so quickly. All that you are turned to smoke and dust. All that you learned, gone as the dark takes you.
Maybe I would just surrender myself to them after I killed your queen. Or perhaps that's all I'd need to do to free myself from your curse.
Perhaps, but you will never kill the queen. She will never die. Did you ever wonder why she's taken the visage of a pharaoh from ancient Egypt?
Bad taste and arrogance.
Bad taste? Ha! Please. Ancient Egypt is beauty incarnate. The only thing to ever rival it was Rome. I know.
Please. We know you're not that old.
Do you?
Yes, we know the first. Upir Liki.
Yes! Yes, that is the story now. That was the last time dear old Grandad was awake. How old do you think he is?
First we heard of him was in the 900s.
And you think he just sprung up from hell? Right then.
I don't know.
Let me let you in on a little secret, love. We're much, much older. In fact, Upir Liki is not the first of us. He's the only one left of the original ancestors.
What?
The reason dear Mum loves ancient Egypt so much is because she likes surrounding herself with things that remind her of, well, home.
And you?
I know what you're thinking. How does a white man come from a mother of Africa?
Not really.
My father is Roman. You see, Antony and Cleo weren't the only ones fraternizing. In natural vampire births, the father's genes always take precedence.
Why are you telling me all this?
Because, love, you need to understand why you will never win. Your family has been a nuisance. But as you can see, there's no chance of you ever ending our line. Even if by some miracle you killed our queen, others from the line of Upir Liki will take her place. Not only then, Upir himself could rise, choose a bride, and make more queens or kings.
Unless I become one of you. That's what you're trying to tell me.
Well, you could take a few down here or there as you are, no doubt. Ones like me, or even my sirelings, as few as they may be, you will never take them. You saw that yourself. Even you, the head of the Grosvenor clan, couldn't stop Alistair from killing your cousins and taking you prisoner.
He was forewarned.
And how do you think that happened?
I have no idea.
Think.
My God.
Yes. Now you're getting it.
There's already vampires with the Grosvenors.
Indeed there is.
Wait a minute. If that were true, why wouldn't they tell you where the compound is?
Is every Grosvenor brought to the compound?
No. Their lineage must be established. They have to be confirmed Grosvenors, and then they are taken to special training facilities in whatever country they are in to be indoctrinated into our way. If they are found too late in life, they are never told of their heritage. The only ones brought to the compound are direct descendants, ones who have been trained since they could walk.
There you go! But you know what they say. Loose lips sink ships.
Somehow our plans have been leaked.
And much more. We know pretty much all of your history.
Konica said as much.
And he was telling the truth.
If I were to say yes, would I be able to discover the spy?
Perhaps. Gifts are different for all of us. Some of us can sense when other vampires are near. Others cannot. But you'd be my sireling, so chances are you would.
But the price is too high.
Is it?
I don't know. Some dusty books, some weapons. Even if we attack, it's going to be bloody. Many vampires will fall. It could take out a significant portion of our population.
But you will eventually take it.
Of course we will. You're such fragile creatures.
Many of my family would die.
You'll all die. Eventually. Sometimes, dear, you must lose a battle to win the war.
Cardiff.
Cardiff? Seriously?
Yes. Cardiff Castle.
You're having a go at me, aren't you?
The Nevilles were a relation to the Groveners.
Come off it!
No, they were.
You're telling me you're related to Richard III?
Distant cousin, but yes. The Nevilles were too concerned with politics and the pursuit of wealth to be involved in the family business. But as time went on and dynasties changed hands, we were able to get into the castle. But the Buttes are also a relation. Our place is where the tourists can't go.
So, you're connected to the bloody Tudors as well? That's a piece of info we did not have. Royal blood.
Again, very distant. I'm not the Queen of England or anything.
Oh, you're so much more, Poppy.
So now?
Now, I'll go to Cardiff Castle. And if we're victorious, I shall return and keep our end of the bargain.
And if you don't return?
You can take solace in the fact we were defeated by your cousins and that your family history is safe.
I'll pray for that.
Nah, you won't. You want this power now. You see, it's the only way you can win. Attack on Cardiff Castle was swift and vicious. I asked Mum to keep Alistair out of it. I didn't want to lose him, and many a vampire would fall this night. The Grosvenor weapons were unbelievable. It's as if they've studied vampires so completely they knew every weakness. It was rather frightening. Most of the vampires under my command had no idea I was Jack the Ripper. Oh, they knew I was old, but these were chosen because they were younger, expendable, and could be easily replaced. Cannon fodder. Wave after wave came in. The bodies piled up. Local police came, and we had to dispatch them. It was chaos. Blood and carnage everywhere. We finally breached their stronghold inside the castle and penetrated into their private headquarters. Some of them were used as bomb shelters during the Second World War. As I reached their main library, I saw little Tommy. He had a vampire gun in his hand, trembling. One of my minions moved in for the kill. Not him. Hello, little one. Might your name be Tommy?
Yes.
Aye. Good. I'm not gonna hurt you. Promise.
But you're a demon.
Right you are, me boy. I promised you, Mum. No harm will come to you.
Mummy? You know Mummy?
I do. Oh, she's right worried about you. Come with old Jack here, and I'll get you out of this terrible place.
Okay.
I left, taking the boy, and behind me, the library was engulfed in flames. The authorities were controlled by us. They quickly put out the fire and told the press that there was a gas leak under the castle. But all was well, and no damage to the castle had been sustained. The damage was done, and a significant blow to the Grosvenors was achieved. I did consider going back on my promise and killing the boy. After all, we knew what he'd grow up to be. I decided against it. After all, if his mum became one of us, perhaps she could turn the boy. Once he was of age. And that would be two of the main Grodner line now with us. I returned to the Queen's Fortress. It had conveniently moved to Penarth, a small village just south of Cardiff. As I entered the room where we were holding lovely Lydia, I could hear her crying. It's over.
I know.
And Tommy is safe. I placed him in an orphanage. But I'm certain you'll find him after you're changed.
No, I won't. But someone of my family will.
As you wish. So, it's time. Are you ready?
I am.
As I prepared to transform, there was a flash of light that hit my eye. It came from a blade she had hidden. It was titanium, one of the few elements that can pierce vampire skin. She plunged the dagger into my heart, dropping me to my knees and then slit my throat. Blood poured out of the gaping wound, choking me.
Die, you bastard! Die!
I was powerless. The wounds had weakened me. She grabbed my hair and took the knife, whacking at my throat, trying to take my head off. Oh, she almost had me, but suddenly my senses came back to me. And with a mighty thrust, I pushed her violently against the wall. I changed, morphing into my blood rage. What have you done, you little fool? What have you done?
What I had to, Jack.
I'm not proud of what happened that night. Yes, we defeated the Groveners. Rather completely. But if experience showed me anything, I think we made them more deadly. More of a threat. They were fractured now. Desperate. It would take them a while to recover. Draven's death obviously means they're back in business. So, what happened didn't change anything. It may have made it worse. But what's done is done. Not much can be done about it now. Anyway, I'm back now. I took a nice rest. But Alistair and Ariana's adventures got me going a bit. I'm feeding again. Albeit a little more discreetly. Now that I know the Groveners are back in the game as well. What's really interesting? Somehow, our spy was discovered and exposed. He was, of course, beheaded and burned, as is the Grosvenor way. We have no knowledge now of who they are, where they are, and who they're after. All right, you lot. Hey, it's time for me to go for a snack. You know, if Alistair and Ariana are in London, maybe... Nah, she's still cross. Wants me head and everything. Probably should let that lie. I'm off, but I'm sure I'll be seeing you real soon.
Thank you for listening to Vampires of Whitechapel. If you like our show, subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or any of the podcast apps that podcasts are aired. Be sure to rate and review our show so more listeners like you can find us. If you'd like to listen to commercial-free versions of this podcast and ensure the next season of Vampires of Whitechapel, Join us on Patreon at patreon.com/TFA Entertainment. We will have exclusive Vampires of Whitechapel content, including Patreon-only episodes, early access to these episodes, and behind-the-scenes interviews with actors and creators, all just for you. In this episode, Jack the Ripper was played by Alexander Doughty. Lydia Grosvenor was played by Karen Heimdall. Queen Tananaqua was played by Aaron B. Lillis. Little Tommy was played by J.C. Delatorre. The episode was written, produced, and directed by J.C. Delatorre. Music for this episode was provided by Midnight Syndicate. Find more of their music at midnightsyndicate.com. You can find out the latest news and developments regarding this audio drama at vampiresofwhitechapel.transmissionsfromatlantis.com and our Facebook page, Vampires of Whitechapel. You can also communicate with fans of Vampires of Whitechapel on our Discord channel, hosted by Podcast Junkie. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, @VampiresofWC, and follow our vamps, @ArianaGrayson, @AlistairTheVamp, and @JackTheRipperWC. But be warned, if you at them, they just may at you back. This has been a production of Transmissions from Atlantis Entertainment. Copyright 2019. All rights reserved. Join us in 2 weeks as we bring you another spine-tingling chapter in our Vampire Coven.